Enjoying yourself? Please, continue to make yourself comfortable. Really, I must insist. After all, I should have knocked before showing off. I had assumed it was desperate from the tone of your voice and all that, and it's my job to protect you. Who am I? Isn't it obvious, little lamb? I'm Puriel, your guardian angel. Was I not what you were expecting? Your kind has long since forgotten what we truly look like. Seemed to find us less threatening if we appeared more human-like in our appearance. I do not wish you to be afraid of me, little lamb. I'm only here to grant you relief. You've been busy lately, yes? You've been slowly drowning and no one seems to bear witness. They see the fake smile you plaster on every day and assume it's genuine. You tell yourself it's just another day. Meanwhile, you sink just a bit deeper. You've been sinking in this water for so long. You don't know if anyone would even notice if you started to struggle. You've been crying out for help, haven't you? I'm here to answer everything. Puriel will make everything better for you, little lamb. You're lost at the moment. Your faith is strong, but it's wavering. You need something to believe in that isn't yourself, that isn't in front of you. A longing for a higher power, for the comfort in knowing that everything is meant to be and it's all going to work out. Even if it is a lie, it's a beautiful lie that you want to be told. You're suffering, lamb. I want to help you. I want to make this easier for you. I want to ease your pain and take it away from you. Give you something to believe in, to worship, to put your blind trust in and know it'll work out for the better. The comfort of knowing something preternatural, something eldritch, something biblical is looking out for you. An angel like me caring about something as insignificant as you? That means you have to be worth something, right? I care about you, little lamb. I know you feel lost right now. I can make that go away. Wrap you up in my floating bands, covered in dozens of eyes. Wrap you up in my wings. Make the entire outside world go away for a bit. I can remind you what it feels to be loved and adored. I can make you feel like a person again. With my angelic embrace, I can put you back together again, precious. Aren't you just a teeny bit curious as to what that feels like? Yes, you are. I can tell when you're lying. Your heartbeat speeds up. Your eyes look to the points at the end of my wrist. You even swallowed when I called you out. Those are all signs of excitement, are they not? You're denying you're intrigued by my offer. I don't understand why. I'm offering you a cure to all your problems. You want to not feel so alone. You want to feel taken care of. I offer a reprieve from it, even if just for the night. Feel how hot I burn. Run your hand through my feathered wing. Don't you want to feel that against your body? I told you not to lie. I can tell when you're telling the truth, little lamb. You're curious. Your mind is reeling with possibilities of everything that I could do. You wonder just how good I can make you feel. Your mind is filled with thoughts of wings and feathers. A mass of who knows how many hands and arms touching you all over. Massaging your skin. Leaving bruises. You aren't even sure how this would work just from staring at my inhuman form. There's too many limbs, too many eyes, too many wings. Really, just too many floating bits. You can barely comprehend what you're looking at. How would you handle being with one? Would you be able to take me? Even if I don't look as you thought, 6 floating wings seemingly attached to nothing, floating around my visible form. Well, you can't deny that I'm attractive. My somewhat curvy form, despite the stark white skin. Too many eyes adorning my body, how necklaces and bracelets adorn yours. And all you're thinking about, all you can focus on, is wanting to touch my feathers again. They look sharp, but you know they're not. Go on. Touch it, little lamb. Just like that. Reach your hand out and touch. Oh, good job. Feel how fluffy they are between your fingers. Don't they feel good? Aren't you curious to know what else I feel like? You haven't felt another living thing in so long. Now? Now there's an angel in front of you, begging for attention. I want to hold you in my wings and press your body flush against mine. I want to see you fluster under my praise as you take the strokes from my wings. I want to know what noises you'll make as you taste me for the first time, swallowing it all to show just how well behaved you can be. You're not going to tell me no to any of that, are you, little lamb? No, I didn't think you would. You're not going to deny yourself pleasure just to prove a point, are you? I didn't think so. You don't seem like the type to deny yourself something just to prove a point. You need some sort of release. A relief from the ache of loneliness you feel. My compliments act like a bomb, but only one thing can really soothe you, right? Then you're going to be good for me, aren't you, precious? That's what I thought. See, you're the type of person who does whatever someone else tells them, if it means no more thinking, right? If it means just a second, just a small fraction of time away from your thoughts, you're willing to do whatever someone suggests. Right now, I'm suggesting you lean back. Are you going to do that for me, little lamb? Or am I going to have to push you down myself? That's good, lamb. Not even hesitating now. Growing more confident with each move, aren't you? It's adorable. But you're not allowed that. I'm turning your brain off, lamb. You need permission from me to think for the rest of the night. Understand? Very good. I don't want to hear anything out of your mouth besides yes, no, more, please, and thank you. Repeat them back to me. Very good for me, precious. I do love when they know a trick. If it's not one of those little words or phrases, then it's not allowed to leave those lips. Everything you've had to add to the conversation so far hasn't been useful. So I figured it would be for the best to remove the ability to speak at all. Now, I want you to try your best to look at me. I know it's going to be hard. My form doesn't allow for mortals to look upon me so easily, but I want you to try. So, pick an eye and focus on it. I want to be able to watch every reaction that comes across your face. It's part of the fun for me. I like watching the effect I have on you. Watching you fall apart under my touch as I read your body. I bet you'll break apart from me so easily. Corrupting you is no harder than taking candy from a baby. Hardly even put up a fight against me, huh, little lamb? I've had my fair share of humans. Desperate, healthy, stable, satisfied. And none of them hit quite like someone on the brink of desperation. Something about seeing a human in such a pitiful state. All I want to do is help. This is how I can help someone as pathetic as you, little lamb. So will you let me help take the pain away? You'll find your limbs getting heavy. That's part of the process. Allow it to happen to you, little lamb. Allow each of your limbs to get so heavy that you just can't pick it up. You could try to lift one, but it would be so much of an effort. It's not really worth it anyways. Picking up your arm just to prove you can do it? Who are you trying to prove that to? You're so comfortable just laying back like this. My soothing voice penetrating your brain. You just want to stay still, don't you? Yeah. It's so nice and warm right here. There's no real point in moving. That when my voice is in your head, calming you, controlling you, it feels so good. You feel all good and tingly, don't you?